Sketchbook Comics and Games presents Comic Book Store Adventures with J. Stu and K. Stu.
All right, everybody, welcome once again to another Comic Book Store Adventure. This is J. Stu here at Sketchbook Comics with Jeff. How's it going, man?
I'm good. Good. How are you?
Not too bad. The first thing that caught my eye when I walked in the store today, and I can't believe it's been a year since we discussed it, new Free Comic Book Day coming out.
Yep. And, yeah, it's coming fast.
Yeah.
May 3rd? 2nd?
Yeah.
One of those 2 days.
It's coming up real quick.
It's Saturday.
Looks like some interesting books this year.
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty sure the Marvel one is the newly revealed all-new, all-different Avengers.
Yeah.
Which we can talk about in a minute.
Oh, definitely.
The DC one has something to do with the new Batman direction. I know it plays at least a part in it. I don't know if the book is completely Batman or if it's, like, pieces. But, yeah, and there's tons of stuff coming up through it. I mean, I love the comic book day.
Oh, me
free
too.
Comic book
it's
day.
A great
I love
day.
It. Yeah, there's so much great stuff. I've always enjoyed it, from being a customer to being a retailer. It's a good, it's a good time. Yeah, and we're teaming up right now with the Thorold Library, the Thorold Public Library, and we've had another library reach out to us as well. So we'll touch base with them and go from there.
But very cool.
Yeah, and we'll see how it goes.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. I got to talk to you about this because we're all excited about the Niagara Falls Comic Con, and we're
absolutely
both Dukes of Hazzard fans.
Yes.
Rick Hurst, Cletus.
Yeah, I think that's awesome.
It is awesome.
Yeah, like, he wasn't one of my favorites on the show when I was a kid, but growing up and being an adult now and still loving the show, I love them all. They all were such great actors and characters, and it was just so much fun all the time because of everyone involved.
Yeah,
I don't even care who shows up. I mean, I've got Bowen and Luke Duke's autographs, like Tom Wolpat and John Schneider, and I'm super psyched about Daisy Duke.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, Rick Hurst being there is fantastic. I love it.
Definitely. They gotta get Cooter one year.
Yeah.
Ben Jones.
Yeah, Ben Jones would be pretty cool, too. Yeah definitely. You know, unfortunately, you know who I'd really, really love is if they could get James Best.
Yeah.
If they had Roscoe, it's kind of becoming like a holy grail for me, that autograph.
Okay.
I don't know why, but it just sort of has. I mean, I can't get, in person at least, I can't get Sorrel Book or
Denver Pyle.
Yeah. Which is unfortunate, but it's the way it goes.
Oh, man. Yeah, I'm psyched. I know I want to meet Catherine Bach and hopefully interview her.
Yeah, so definitely.
I can't wait. All right, you already touched on the all-new, all-different Avengers.
Yes.
Interesting lineup.
It is. I'll be honest, I was hoping Secret Wars was going to do away with the all-new Captain America. I was hoping it would go back to
Yeah, you're not a fan, so.
I'm not. I just don't see the point. It still, to me, feels like if it was DC, it'd be like Hal Jordan going, I don't want to be Green Lantern anymore. I'm going to go be Batman. It just doesn't make any sense. Falcon is Falcon.
Yeah. Plus, the Avengers movie's coming out. I'm surprised they're not switching them back.
Yeah. The lineup's interesting. I like the inclusion of Nova. And, I like the inclusion of Nova. Ms. Marvel is a cool addition. I just think this kind of takes away from the impact of, you know, we're going to do an all-female team of Avengers that we're not going to call Avengers. We're going to call them A-Force.
Right.
So why does Ms. Marvel get to be an Avenger, but She-Hulk, you're A-Force. Terrible name.
True, yeah.
And I've ranted about that team before.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
But, it's just one of those things. Not a fan of Vision. I never have been. Who else is on there?
The girl Thor.
Iron Man, female Thor. And then Nova, yeah.
Oh, and Miles Morales.
The big one is Miles Morales. And the way that I've noticed it is, you know, they announced the lineup. It's, you know, all new Captain America, Iron Man, Nova, all new Thor, Vision, all new Ms. Marvel, and Miles Morales. Not Spider-Man. So they've clearly decided that he's not going to be Spider-Man. Otherwise, why wouldn't you announce him as Spider-Man, Miles Morales, or something like that? But there's no mention of Spider-Man at all, although he does still have the original costume, like his costume, his Spider-Man costume. So I don't know what they're going to call him. How do you call him? You can't call him Spider-Man. Peter is there.
Yeah, if they're living all in the same universe now. So.
He's a damn Avenger. I think it's going to be interesting to see how that goes. I wonder how Miles Morales even is an important character anymore once he's in the 616.
Yeah, true.
What made him interesting was the fact that he was a legacy character. He was continuing on Peter's legacy when Peter had died. You know, are we just going to shoehorn in that somebody else now was bitten by the same spider that got Peter, so now it got Peter, Miles, and Silk?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's a hungry, bitey spider, you know? So I wonder about how important he'll even be anymore. Is he even relevant in that aspect?
Yeah.
It's one of the downsides to killing the Ultimate Universe because he's so relevant there. He's such a great character. I just hope he doesn't get lost in the 616, you know?
Yeah.
I hope he doesn't just get lost as, you know, I don't know, Spider Boy.
Oh, I hope not.
Whatever they happen to call him.
Hope not, because that is a great series and a great character.
He's such a good character, and I just don't want to see him get lost and become irrelevant because he's derivative in the 616. We'll see what happens, I guess.
True. And your thoughts on Marvel canceling 31 or 32 series, which you know are going to come back as number one.
Yeah. I think they're trying to hold up the illusion that they're relaunching. Because, you know, DC canceled everything and then they launched the new 52.
Yeah.
And I think what we're looking at is an illusion. I really do. I think really what we're going to get is 33 new number ones for stuff that we already know.
Yeah.
There's no way there isn't going to be a new Guardians number one. There's no way there isn't going to be a new Amazing Spider-Man number one.
All the Avengers titles.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, they've got Avengers off the slate now and X-Men. They're going to obviously be doing something.
We're going to see a ton of number ones. I don't think anything's getting rebooted. And, I mean, the all-new X-Men cover kind of proves that. Or all-new X-Men. All-new Avengers cover proves that. It's still Falcon. It's still female Thor. It's, so you're going to erase Steve Rogers ever being Captain America because that you're rebooting? No, that's not going to be the case. There's no way they're going to do that. So they're not rebooting. They know they can sell number ones. So
yeah,
we're getting a bunch of number ones.
They do it so often, though.
Yeah,
that's the
thing.
They
do. I mean, what's Spider-Man going to be at? 18? Amazing Spider-Man? Something like that?
Something like that.
Cancel it?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's ridiculous. I've said it before, and I still expect it to happen at some point, is that Marvel will switch over to seasons. And we'll get, you know, Amazing Spider-Man 1 to 12, restart. Amazing Spider-Man 1 to 12, restart. And the volume numbers will just go through the roof. But yeah, that's what I expect from Marvel at some point.
Yeah. Oh, well, what are you going to do, right?
Exactly.
We talked a little bit about this off the record, but how about that Archie Horror imprint that's coming out?
I think it's fantastic.
Yeah, for sure.
I love what Archie has done over the last few years to make themselves relevant again. It always should have been. It's a staple of comic books, you know. I don't care whether or not you like it or not, but everybody should have read at least one Archie comic in their life. It should just be fact.
Well, those digests at the supermarket.
Exactly. So I love the moves that they have made, you know, allowing Archie to date interracially, allowing him to date somebody who's handicapped, all of that stuff, telling the future story, having a gay character who's incredibly popular for them, and the horror stuff. Wow, the horror stuff is so, so good. And I am so excited about Archie Predator.
I saw that on the page, actually.
It's not even funny. I've read an ashcan of it, which is probably the first 6 or 7, maybe 8 pages of the book. It is going to be such goofy fun because it's drawn completely in Archie style. Except they've amped up their personalities. Like, right up. Like, the girls literally get into a fist fight over Archie because Cheryl manipulates them. Cheryl? Yeah. Cheryl, is it Cheryl Blossom? Something like that.
Yeah, that's right.
And, like, Reggie is... He gets to deliver the line, "I'm a sexual Tyrannosaurus."
Oh, okay.
In the book. I'm like, this is fantastic. So I am super psyched about it. And if nothing else, there are some just fantastic covers. I mean, I saw the cover for issue 2, and it's Archie, and it's that classic cover of Archie, Betty, and Veronica drinking the milkshake at Pop's Chocolate Shop.
Yeah.
Except it's Archie, Betty, and the Predator. And they're both just looking at him, and he's drinking.
I saw the variant of the Predator holding up Jughead's head.
I love it. I love it. That's the Eric Powell one. Yeah, I love that one. So, yeah, I am really excited. I love just how, I don't know, for lack of how ballsy that company has gotten.
Yeah.
They are willing to to make waves and shake things up and do things differently. The new previews that came out on Wednesday has all of the covers for number one. And they have got huge names doing some of them. J. Scott Campbell is doing one of them. But there are some really, really good covers. And I'm really looking forward to that relaunch.
I am too, actually.
I hope Mark Waid really knocks it out of the park.
Yeah, and a third horror comic?
Yeah, there's a third one coming with a female character, I believe, that has history in the line. I have no idea. No idea who that could possibly
Josie be. Josie and the Pussycats.
I hadn't thought of them, but I guess there could be something horror involved, especially if you went kind of serial killer, stalker type thing.
Oh, yeah, I guess
band.
So.
Yeah, you could go that route. That never occurred to me until you said it, but I'd forgotten about them. But my guess is it's probably somebody even more obscure than that.
Probably. And I guess a couple days ago we got the reveal of Jesse Eisenberg as Luther.
Yeah, I dug it. I think he looks good. I think he looks
creepy, scary.
I think he looks sinister enough and angry enough.
Yeah.
I liked it a lot.
He can pull it off, I think.
Yeah. I actually had one of my customers in here the other day. Yesterday? Might have been yesterday, and I was telling him about that. And he said something about Aquaman in the movie, and I said, well, I like the way he looked, and he hadn't even seen it.
Oh, really?
And I said, hold on, let me show you. And I showed it to him, and he was like, that's badass.
Yeah.
He's like, that just looks amazing. I was like, yeah, it looks good. So, yeah, I'm excited about that. But, yeah, I dug the Eisenberg. As much as it's just his face, I'm like, it's a great picture. You know, he's projecting a lot in just that image. I was very happy with it.
Yeah, I think he's going to pull off Luther pretty good, actually.
I think so, too. I think people forget how old he is, too.
Yeah, true.
Because he's usually cast down in age. So, yeah, I'm excited about it.
Yeah, I think it's going to be decent.
Yeah.
So we're at the point of the show where I ask you, what have you read in the last week, sir? I've actually been 2 weeks, actually.
Yeah, it's, I'm trying to remember. Well, I read the last two issues of World's End, specifically because I wanted to see what happened with Batman Beyond.
Is this week the last issue, or is it next week?
Next week.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure next week is the last issue of all of them, Eternal, and I read the last issue of Eternal 2. They had the big reveal last week, and in all honesty, Joel and I had a discussion about it, and we were like, is that really the mastermind? And then this week's explains it, and yes, he's the mastermind. All there right. is a twist at the end to that,
all right.
but he absolutely is. What else have I been reading? Batman and Robin came out this week. I dug the ending of that book because that one's done with Robin, son of Batman, taking over for it in June. Honestly, what I've really been reading and what sticks out in my mind is that I started rereading Preacher, I don't know, maybe 3 or 4 days ago, and I'm into the second hardcover. And
okay.
If you have never read Preacher, you should. It's with the caveat that if you're not easily insulted or offended, because, wow, they rip everything apart in that book. And I love it. It's so well written. I don't think Ennis has ever come close to that level of game since. And I like his writing.
Yeah.
I do. I just don't think he has ever come close again. And he may never again. You know, it's like Moore. Moore puts out good stuff. But let's be honest, he's probably never going to reach the heights of Watchmen again. It's just a fact.
Right, oh yeah.
Miller is clearly never going to reach the heights of Dark Knight Returns. Sin City did a really good job of coming close, but even the sequel to Dark Knight was just terrible.
Oh, yeah.
You know, All-Star Batman Robin was not great.
And not finished.
And it's completely unfinished. But yeah, Preacher is phenomenal. If you haven't read it, everybody needs to read it. Again, unless you're easily offended, in which case, don't pick the book up. What else have I been reading? Grayson, which I love.
Yeah.
Man, I love that book. Which makes me super excited for Midnighter to get his own book.
The final issue of Geoff Johns' Superman run was pretty decent.
I loved it.
Yeah, me too.
I love that it was a one-shot story that was just him and Jimmy Olsen. Man, I loved it.
And they're not dragging out the power loss either. It's come and gone.
Exactly. I read He-Man and the Eternity War, another book that I absolutely love, but I'm a big He-Man guy.
Right.
But yeah, that might be it from this week that I've read so far, is like the weeklies, the Batman Eternal, the Future's End, the World's End for, as well. The He-Man for sure. That might be what I've read this week so far.
I think next week we have the first issue of Convergence.
Yes.
Issue 0.
I believe that is the case. It comes out when the other three end.
A whole bunch of annuals, I think.
Could very well be the case, too. Yeah. Yeah, there's some good stuff coming, though.
Yeah, it's exciting. It's exciting to be a DC fan.
Very much so. Yeah. Very much so. I guess if you're into Secret Wars, maybe for Marvel, too.
I admit, I'm excited to read the main Secret Wars title. I'm not so excited about the 500 offshoots.
Yeah, they have added so many things.
Still more this week, too.
Yeah, it's not going to stop anytime soon. It's just brutal.
Yeah.
There are so many of them. As a retailer, it's tough because you don't even know what people are going to want to read of this.
True.
So, yeah. But the main one I'm interested in seeing what they actually do, and we'll go from there. But
cool.
Obviously not a relaunch. Like
no.
A reboot of the universe.
No, definitely not.
Thanks for revealing all the Avengers stuff and spoiling that for everyone.
Wow. Well, man, thanks again for talking to us yet again and discussing comics and movies.
Anytime, man.
And once again, a shout-out to Sketchbook Comics, one of the coolest stores of all time.
Absolutely.
Comics, trades, toys, statues, games, you name it. Come on in and talk to Jeff, and he'll set you up.
That's right.
All right, man. Have a good one.
All right. Take care.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.